بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We have reached verse 176 from Surah Al-Baqarah. قال الله تعالى ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد. That is because Allah has sent down the book in truth, and verily those who disputed as regards the book are far away in opposition. Who are the ones being concerned with this verse? This refers to those who concealed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, as in the previous verse 175, which was explained in the previous class. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالْعَذَابَ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Those are they who have purchased error at the price of guidance and torment at the price of forgiveness. So how bold they are for evil deeds which will push them to the fire. Those who concealed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent from the revelation, and those who concealed the ilm, the knowledge. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is making it clear why. Because that is because Allah has sent the book in truth. So when the book is sent in truth, then it is all fitting that this book, and the term book here is a term of kind, covers all the books that were revealed, not only the Quran. The Quran, the Torah, the Gospel, and the other books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. So this is a term of kind, type, not specific to the Quran. So that is because Allah has sent down the book in truth. So why should it then be concealed? It is not fitting that the truth be concealed. The truth must be made clear. So when those people concealed it, so they deserve the punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and verily, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْكِتَابِ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. And verily those who disputed as regard the book. This kind of dispute covers matters pertaining to the origin of the book. Meaning, some of them believed in the books, and some of them disbelieved. And those who believed, they also, some of them disputed regarding the understanding and the correct interpretation. So some of them resorted to alteration. Some of them resorted to alteration of the meanings, opposite to what's intended by Allah. So all of this constitutes dispute. And what about them? Allah described them by saying, لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. And verily those who disputed as regards the book are far away in opposition. Far away in opposition. Some of them are very, very far from the truth. And some of them to a lesser extent in their disputes. What are the benefits of this verse? The first benefit, affirming the causes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that is because Allah. So there is an affirmation of the reasons and causes behind things. And some of the people of knowledge had mentioned that in the Quran there are more than 100 places, all of them affirm the causes. And this is in opposition to the deviant sect known as Al-Jabriyyah, who say that the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not due to hikmah, to wisdom, but they are only due to His will, only due to His will. And this is definitely a deviant concept, because all the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are based upon knowledge and wisdom. The second benefit, praising the books of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the book in truth, sent down the book in truth. So there is a praise given to the books of Allah. Third, affirming the transcendence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is this taken? It's taken from the verse sent down, that is because Allah has sent down, and sending down cannot be except from lofty place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything, and therefore this affirms the transcendence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the most high. Fourth benefit, those who are in dispute regarding the books are far away, meaning their sayings are not reconcilable, even though their bodies may be close, even though their bodies may be close. The fifth benefit, dispute is not a mercy. And ikhtilaf, differing, is not a mercy. Rather, it is discourse and calamity and affliction. And from this now we come to know that what is related to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had said that the ikhtilaf of this ummah is a rahmah, ikhtilafu ummati rahmah, the differing amongst my ummah is mercy, this is baseless, incorrect, because it cannot be a mercy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud, in chapter 11, verse 118, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Meaning, and if your Lord had so willed, He could surely have made mankind one ummah, but they will not cease to disagree. Then comes إلا من رحم ربك. Next, 119, except him on whom your Lord has bestowed His mercy. Therefore, him on whom your Lord has bestowed His mercy are not differing. So how come it could be said that the ikhtilaf, that the differing is a mercy? Now, there is another angle to this, so that we don't confuse things. Suppose someone exerts the effort to reach the conclusion, hoping to reach the truth, but he errs. This person is marhum. He's under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah forgives him. Because he is a mujtahid. He is striving to reach the truth. And we know that the mujtahid, the one who strives to reach the truth from this ummah, if he reaches it and he is correct, therefore, then he will be rewarded, a double reward. And if he errs, he is still rewarded, but one reward instead of two. And we know that the error is forgiven. So we shouldn't confuse these two matters and come to say, just generalizing, that the differing is mercy. This necessitates that we should work in order to differ, in order to receive mercy. And this cannot be. And therefore the opinion, the correct saying is al-ikhtilafu shar. Differing is evil. Differing is evil. This constitutes the benefits of this verse. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.